Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
People cannot feed their families or pay their bills with Congress good faith discussions. They need us to act.
The act did happen late on Sunday night. Officially, lawmakers hit that note. They hit a deal, $900 billion in that COVID-19 stimulus deal. What does it mean for you? We're going to tell you all about it. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Hope that you had a great weekend. Got a chance to chill before the holiday, which, of course, you would probably be doing the same thing. There are stark warnings about running off and gathering with lots and lots of people as the spread of COVID-19 increases and the hospital beds shrink in the ICU. So let's start with the stimulus deal. This is finally happened, and, you know, heading into the weekend, it was pretty inevitable that it was going to. You're sticking around till we get this done. And it was like pulling teeth. I mean, this is months of just nothing where it seemed like something was going to happen. So it does come down to the wire. 12 million people are set to lose unemployment benefits the day after Christmas. So Merry Christmas. The deal includes restarting a $300 boost to the federal unemployment insurance benefit and extending eviction moratoriums for renters for an unspecified amount of time, plus a $600 direct payment to most Americans, depending on, of course, that's income, 75. If you make over 75,000, no. If it's 75,000 or under, and this was from your 2019 tax returns, then you would be there. And it, of course, depends on family sizes and all of that, how much you would actually get. But even though there is a deal, there may be a tiny lapse in the unemployment benefits because it could take weeks for the money to, or aid, whatever you want to call it, to hit you because of the systems in the state that you may live could be outdated. Oh, imagine that. But it's coming. And it's interesting because something that they that was a sticking point actually lifted. The measures tied to a $1.4 trillion must-pass spending bill that will fund federal agencies and programs through September 30th. So that's the end of the fiscal year. That had to happen. And then there's wall funding still in that, too. So that was part of it. There's kind of a push-pull there, and that happened. And the bill would give, you know, an additional benefit of $100 a week to those who earned at least $5,000 a year in self-employment income, but then they're disqualified from getting the pandemic unemployment assistance benefit because they are eligible for state jobless aid. So, you know, it's figuring out where it hits for you. Like the gig workers is, you know, is different from people who have been laid off, et cetera, but this is what we already know. So 87 million workers who were in this, could be in this pinch in a different way, now will get that relief, and that's, I think that's a great thing. And then there's the $12 billion with that. I said the moratoriums extended the eviction thing because that could be confusing. It just means emergency rental assistance and that extension. Who knows how long that is because that was pretty unclear. I went through this and that was unclear as to what that is, but it's happening. So there's the good part about that. And then, of course, small businesses, the Paycheck Protection Program, if you're eligible for that, that's big. And what's interesting is it expanded eligibility to local newspapers, broadcasters, and nonprofits. And then another $20 billion to small business grants and $15 billion to live event venues. we saw that the hospitality industry has just been crushed, and these event venues, then that's $15 billion. These event venues sit you know, vacant, so that will help there, and it's a good thing. It's a good thing because we're printing money anyway, right? This is what we're doing. We're in a pandemic. It's uncharted territory. The vaccine is here. There's questions about the vaccine. Some people don't want to get it. 80% of the people get it. Supposedly there's this herd immunity. And then we hear about what's happening in England and the fact that now there's a European coronavirus variant that is spreading pretty quickly, and it's spurring massive travel restrictions. So it can spread 70% faster than the other variations of this. Countries across Europe stopped the flights from England because of concerns over the coronavirus, and this was announced over the weekend. So it's that mutation. And people are freaked. And you may be freaked because the most popular search engine is Google, and the searches just went through the ceiling once this story came out. What they're saying, though, it appears more dangerous than others already detected in the United States. We knew that there were other strains, right? So it's not in the United States to our knowledge, but again, that's to the whole shutdown. And the Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services said that there shouldn't be any reason to sound the alarm right now, that variations of the virus aren't new. This happens. And experts say the novel coronavirus does not mutate as much as influenza, so it's less likely that a vaccine would need to be developed every year to keep up with the new strains. Oh, my. And the hits just keep on coming. But there's not a lot known about the strain. So the message for now is just double down on what you're doing, is what any of the public health people are saying, meaning the masks, physically distance, avoiding crowds, and it's so tough, right? It's so tough. I said this, that for me, I wear the mask. It's no big deal. I mean, I have so many different masks, whatever. I'm used to it. But I'm so used to it that, like everybody else, I jump in a car, go to drop off the few things I've done, like whatever, drop off a package, go to the grocery store, run an errand, whatever. Sometimes I get out of the car and then I forget and say, oh, yeah, that's right, and run back to the car because it became such second nature, and we've done this for so long that now it's also that thing of, I think, forgetting. But for me, of course, going back and getting it, and hopefully more people do that, because I just don't see the trampling on freedoms. Just do it so that our friends who own little hole-in-the-wall cool restaurants that we don't want to close can keep them open, so we can go and have a beer in our local favorite watering hole if we want to down the street, because we can't now. And, you know, I just walk by them. I walk by them with the dog, and I think, how do they do this? How do they keep up the rent? How do they know from week to week? Are they open? Are they not open? Is it just curbside? Yeah, it's just killing business. Absolutely. Coming up, this or that, the holiday version, next.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
For this or that, the technical maestro for this show, Sir Eric, joins us now. Hi, Eric.
Hey, what's up, Kate?
Christmas is up next week.
Yeah, I'm not ready whatsoever.
Oh, you last-minute person, you. Yeah, it's all of a sudden upon us. Oh, yeah, we have that pandemic thing going on, and then there's still Christmas. So this is sort of the Christmas version. This or that, snowmobile or sledding? This or that, which do you take?
I'll go with snowmobile.
I like how you hesitated there. I'll go with snowmobile. Have you been snowmobiling?
No.
Ah, so but you just like the whole idea of speed and being on a snowmobile?
Yeah, I like sledding. I did it a lot growing up, but I would like to try something new.
All right, so that's a good enough reason. You want to try something new. I've done both, and snowmobiling, for people listening to us who have lakes and they'll totally get this. I mean, I'm sure my parents would have killed me if they knew. My mother would have killed me if she knew I did this. But I was in the Poconos with my friends, and we were at their family house, and it was, of course, freezing cold and frozen lake and super, super dark. So we had a rope, and then we had one of those coasters. Since you've sled, you know what I'm talking about. You know those round coasters that you sled on?
Like the discs or?
Yeah, the discs, yeah. Like the disc. Yep. So we had a disc and we tied the rope to it and then someone drove the snowmobile completely in the dark. I mean, there's like some lights on the snowmobile, but you really, there's a lot you couldn't see. And the rest of us were on the coaster flying around.
That sounds really fun.
It was fun. It was scary fun. It was good. It was good. But it was a story I couldn't tell until I was an adult because I thought, oh, my gosh, they'll never, you know, they're not going to let me go back there. So that was fun. And I, like you, as a kid, when we got snow, because growing up in that Philly, Jersey area, again, for people listening in the South, and I've lived all over the country, you totally can relate to what I'm talking about. You don't always get it, although in Philly you get more snow than I guess in the South, but we didn't get the kind of snow that you would get in the Midwest where you'd get more of it. So when you had a snow day, it was a big deal. You were definitely sledding. I had a flexible flyer. I remember it. A wooden flexible flyer. It was so fun. All right, Grinch. This is old school. Grinch or Rudolph? This or that? Which one would you watch?
I'll go with Rudolph, I guess.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Sure, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, here's what I like about the story. The guy who wrote it became like a millionaire. He wrote it for the company that he worked for, which was basically Sears. You know, he had this story and he would tell it over and over to his daughter. His wife was dying of cancer. It was very sad. And so then they asked him, oh, will you print the book up? And because it's such a good story, and they gave it out for free to all of the customers. And the of course, it went on to become huge. And the guy didn't have the rights to it. And what happened was the company gave him the rights, so they gave it back to him, and it was created by this guy Robert Louis May, and it was just a story he made up to tell his daughter. So he ended up making millions on this story that it was a sad time for his family that he created, that Montgomery Ward, it was Montgomery Ward, Chicago big, you know, store. In 1939 it happened, and they made these books up, and they created it, and they decided they would hand them out to people. And then, like I said, it became so big they distributed 2.4 million copies of it. And then because it was going to be made into this movie and all that stuff, he ended up getting the rights. Don't you love that?
Yeah. So this guy is the guy who made up Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yep, like, just a dad.
So Rudolph didn't exist before 1937?
No, 1939.
Or 9.
No, there was no Rudolph. No.
What?
Yes, I know. Did I burst your bubble? I'm so sorry about that.
That's interesting.
Oh, I feel like I told you there was no Santa. That's sad. Yeah, it was just a booklet, and I think it is just... I just think it's a cool story. And then, of course, it didn't come along. The actual movie didn't come along till later when they did they had a cartoon short and all that stuff. And then they finally had the TV special, and that was in 1964. So that's the first one where you had Hermie the Elf and young Rudolph and all that stuff. That was when it debuted. And that's the one we see. The one you and I see and everyone in the world sees, it's that same one from 1964. Isn't that crazy?
Wow, yeah, that is crazy. So he actually wrote that, the movie, basically?
There was other people that took his, they basically took it and made it a little bit bigger, right? But he got the rights to it and everything, so he ended up doing really well.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. That's the part I like. As an entrepreneur, tell me the entrepreneurial side of Rudolph, darn it. So now that red nose and Rudolph means so much more to me as an adult. So now we go new school, modern times. And this or that, Elf or Love Actually? Which movie? Christmas movie.
Is Elf the one with Will Ferrell?
Yes.
Okay, I don't believe I've seen that, and I know I haven't seen the other one. I've never even heard of the other one.
Your girlfriend would love it, so watch Love Actually with her. And Elf is funny. I think you would like it, so maybe you put that on your list.
Okay, cool.
So it's, for me, it would probably be Elf, because I think it's just funny. The first time I saw it, I didn't know what to expect, and I thought it was, I think it was pretty hilarious. All right, so this or that. Help, when you're asked to help for this dinner you're going to have. So help make the dinner, or would you rather just do the dishes? I like the laugh. Nothing, none. Do I have another choice?
These are all tough ones. You know what? I'll go with the dishes because I don't want to mess up the dinner at all.
Wow, that's a good reason. I think most people don't want to do the dishes because they don't feel like doing the dishes either. It's a hassle, and there's so many of them. You know, this morning I made breakfast for the Hubs. I thought I'd surprise them. I made pancakes, and I made scrambled eggs with stuff in it. And what does he say? Oh, I was so tired. He comes and he eats it. And then he's like, wow, there's so many breadcrumbs. What did you do in here? He cleaned the dishes, which was great, but he complained that there was just too many dishes. Couldn't I just make it out of a paper cup? You do not get to say that. I want to just tell any man listening, if your woman makes you, or your significant other makes you a meal, I don't care what it is. If you're going to be so nice and clean it up, then you just be nice about it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a mess. It's a mess. Where are these dishes from? Okay, forget those pancakes for another year. So then we come to the dinner, this or that. And there's actually a that. Turkey, prime rib, or here's the that, vegan. Because now so many people eat vegan. So which of the three?
I'm going to go with prime rib. My dad served us prime rib a couple of weeks ago for the first time that I've ever had it from him. So it was really good, so I'll go with that, prime rib.
Ooh, prime rib. That's what I think I'm having for Christmas, prime rib. I like prime rib. I haven't had it in a while. Last Christmas, I had somebody over that was vegan, and they kept saying, oh, do you have to eat the dead bird? And I was like, wow, this is not fun when vegans are insistent that you're eating a bird. Like this? Are you kidding? Please let me eat the turkey. Please, please. I don't understand. Okay, so then we come to what are you wearing? You have no choice. You've got to either wear the Santa hat or the ugly sweater. Which one do you, this or that, which one do you pick?
The Santa hat.
Yeah, me too. I hate ugly sweaters. I get that everybody thinks it's so funny, the Christmas ugly sweater contest and stuff, but it's not funny to me. I don't want to wear a bulky, I'm so hot, ugly sweater.
Yeah, they're just ugly.
They're just ugly.
Uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable, that's what it is. It's uncomfortable. So we would both be there in the Santa hats, and we would do the dishes. So that's perfect. All right. Merry, merry, merry. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kate.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Investigators are still working to uncover the extent of a cyber attack into several federal agencies. The Departments of Commerce, Energy, Homeland Security, and State, as well as the National Institutes of Health, have been affected. The attack has been called significant and ongoing by federal investigators. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has said that it appears the blame lies with Russian hackers. Senator Mitt Romney says the alleged Russian hack was an extremely damaging attack. The Utah Republican told NBC's Meet the Press that the attack went on way too long.
You cannot overstate how serious this is. I mean, they basically had the capacity to know what we're doing. They even got into the agency that's responsible for our nuclear capacities, for our research with regards to nuclear weaponry. This is an extraordinarily damaging invasion, and it went on for a long, long time.
This is USA Radio News. As 2020 comes to an end, restaurants continue to struggle. And if it's not COVID restrictions, snow in places like the East Coast is making for a 1-2 punch. Jeremy Scott has the story from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
In a survey of 6,000 restaurants and 250 businesses who serve the supply chain in late November, the National Restaurant Association Research Group found 87% of full-service restaurants saw a 36% drop in sales during the pandemic. Nearly as many expect it will get even worse in the first quarter of 2021. Jeff Katz, GM and partner at Crown Shy Restaurant in New York City, tells CBSN.
The reality is that there's not that many places holding up. We're estimating that we're going to lose about half of the restaurants in New York City over the course of the next 6 months, and we've already lost almost 200,000 jobs. So it's really not so much how to get through it, it's just how are we going to bring it back up that I think is the question.
This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Girl, you'll be a woman soon.
I love you so much, can't count all the ways I've died for you, girl, and all they can say is, he's not your kind. You'll never get tired of putting me down, and I never know when I come around who I'm gonna find.
So pleased to welcome to the show Jean Northrup. She's written a book called Deconstructing Tara. We had a great off-air conversation, so I was really looking forward to introducing Jean to all of you that are out there listening to this show. And Jean, so first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And tell me, what was it that drove you to decide to write this book?
That's a very difficult question. I write all the time, and this story just came to me. I experienced that particular time of the world. I mean, I lived during the 70s when it takes place, but this didn't happen to me.
Yeah, and we should tell people, let's tell people what the book's about so they understand what didn't happen to you.
It's a young girl who is privileged, and but she's also determined, and she leaves a southern home to start a career against her parents' wishes, actually, because they want her to get married and do the normal thing. But she doesn't want to do that. She wants to be a professional. So she puts herself right into it. I mean, she's very talented. She's very successful. She gets a couple of mentors, and then she gets a very, very good opportunity at a major job. She's an interior designer, and she gets a job it's really an excellent opportunity for her. So she throws herself into it. Unfortunately, she becomes sexually and emotionally involved with the owner of the properties, the hotel properties that she is in the process of renovating. And it really throws everything aside for her. She thinks she knows what she's doing, but she's young. She's only 20 years old. And she just doesn't understand how business works and how patriarchal the system is. There are other women working around with her, so she kind of gets the idea that she really is free to do whatever she wants to do, and she's given a lot of freedom to do that, but she really isn't. She's caught in a very patriarchal system, and as I was thinking about it later, I realized that that was a lot of what this was about, was the fact that no matter how good you were still primarily a woman. And people, men and other women, looked at women who worked differently than they looked at women who stayed home and were wives and mothers.
So interesting to think about the way that you characterize this. And do you think young girls still have that problem when they enter into the workforce?
Obviously, some of them do. I mean, we wouldn't have the Me Too problem.
Yeah.
I think there's progress. There's obviously been progress. I mean, we're going to have a female vice president. But I know that one time I read, trying to think of whether it was, I don't think it was Winona LaDuke. It was an American Indian woman writer. And she said, you know, as a woman, we have to be 100%, and as an Indian, we have to be 100%. So if we're an Indian woman, we have to be 200% on the job. You're not just good because you're equal to a man. You have to be better to get the same opportunities, let alone the same wages. So, yeah, I think it's still there. I think there are a lot of residuals of patriarchy, just like there are of colonialism.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So in Deconstructing Terror, which is just a brilliant name for this, was it interesting, fun, cathartic in a different way because it didn't happen to you? I mean, what did it feel like when you put the story together and poof, there it is, a book?
I don't know.
Did you feel accomplished?
I do. I finally, I mean, it's been published for several years.
Yeah.
And it never felt like my book. It always felt like Tara's book. It was her story. And although I experienced that particular time, and I even experienced some of the same experiences she did, I never was in that particular position. And I think that I mean, when the story opens, she is already dead. And that was a real hard decision for me because I like mysteries, you know?
Right.
And so there's no mystery when this has happened, but the story takes you through her childhood and through her, how she became who she is and who she was. And you can see that she was just kind of not overprotected, really, just kind of unprotected at all. People assume you are who you present yourself as. And she made a habit of presenting herself as knowing and being more adult than she was because she was an only child. She grew up alone. She disdained her peers. And she always felt that she had to invent herself to be the person that she saw herself as. And people tend to take you at face value. And I was thinking about that a lot. I mean, a lot of women have issues with how they look and how their hair is done and what they're wearing and she was just play-acting at a lot of it because she was young. She was trying on her different selves for size, and she got trapped. And she didn't feel that there was anything she could do except finish the job to the best of her ability and extricate herself from this. And she had some really bad things happen to her along the way. The man basically abused her.
Right, and she was trapped, and she was trapped in that relationship
right.
because of that. Yeah.
And when she was, right, since he was a very powerful man, and very powerful men, I mean, as we have seen, are immune to a lot of the rules and regulations that the rest of people have to deal with. They don't, it just kind of goes off them like duck off water off the back of a duck. They just don't have to do things. I mean, this man is married and has children and is a very, very powerful business person, and yet he openly has affairs. And there's nothing to stop him. Nobody says to him along the way, you can't do that. Or that looks bad. They just kind of ignore it.
Yeah.
And it happens because I think people feel that the someone like that who is very powerful, very successful, their success reflects on the people who are around them. So because he was a golden boy or a golden man, then the people around him, other men and women, felt golden in his presence. So he really didn't have to do anything at that point to be successful.
Yeah.
He just had other people do it for him.
What do you hope people take away from reading Deconstructing Tara?
I'm sorry.
What do I hope? What do you hope that people take away from your novel?
I hope they take away the idea that girls at that age are still girls, and they're not just because somebody is 20 and pretends to be experienced, they're not. And I think that could be said with a lot of these girls who get into, different kinds of sexual encounters. They're not really experienced yet. They don't have the time to be experienced yet. And that also the fact that it is not an equal playing field. It's still not an equal playing field. I mean, I think we saw that this weekend when some reporter called Dr. Biden.
Yes.
The kiddo. I mean, really? So I think that that's something that you need to take into account, that people, women, workers, need to take into account every time they have a business relationship. And it seems unfair that they would have to and men didn't. But they do. They need to be sure that they're aware of what the dynamics are that are going on in that particular situation.
Yeah, perfect place to end this. I agree 100%, and that's what you get out of reading this novel. You can pick it up on Amazon. Jean Northrup, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Kate. Thanks very much. And I really hope some people, because it's a fun novel to read.
Yeah.
I mean, she really has fun.
Yes, yeah.
It. And she really does push the cause of women.
She does.
And of that particular, I think that particular job as well, because people tend to, I've had a lot of friends who are designers, and people tend to think, oh, that's just such a girly thing to do. But really, it's quite a, she had quite a run with it.
Yeah, I would agree.
It's entertaining. It's good. It's good escapist reading, but it's also a cautionary tale.
Mm-hmm. I mean, exactly. That sums it up. It's a cautionary tale, but it is great escapist reading. It's perfect for sitting back and relaxing and escaping into a really good, novel.
Yes, back into that time.
Yeah, absolutely. Jean, thanks again. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a great day.
Drinks. SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And we keep hearing the cries for we need more and what's happening, the shortages, hospitals, etc. So imagine you're a company and you're producing that and you're in the industry. And we've got one of those people with us. My pal Allison Gilbert joins us. She's the president of CoverTech, and that's in Texas. CoverTech is in South Lake, Texas. And this is a company that is about wellness and safety at work. Think drug testing. Think some of those health fairs, think immunization. So there you are, really right in the thick of it. Allison, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kate.
So on a normal day, what would your company be doing?
Well, this is spring, and it's health fair season. So normally during this time, we are going into our corporate clients and screening their employees. We do, you know, blood pressure checks, biometrics, carotid artery screenings for signs of stroke, thyroid. We're doing some wellness and preventative medicine normally during this time.
All right, so because of what's happened, what started to happen with you? Was your phone ringing off the hook for, all right, we got to switch gears here?
Well, it really started about 6 weeks ago when one of my larger clients couldn't find some PPE, and they reached out to me to see if I could tap into some of my medical supply sources, and everyone was on a, you know, 3-week lead time if they could get anything, and what they could get was just not enough. The volume was not enough. And so this was already started because China, you know, was in the thick of the COVID-19, so all the supplies coming out of China had stopped. They were keeping them for themselves, or they were just not producing them. And so really it started about 6 weeks ago. And then about 3 weeks ago, I got some information, and some of my sources had some supplies available. And then one client caught on, and the next client caught on. And then word gets out, and I'm not necessarily promoting, you know, the supplies that I can get, but through your clients, they talk. And when you help one, the others want help too. And so we're really, really excited and fortunate to be able to leverage some of our medical suppliers and some of our connections, and to be able to help secure some large volume of supplies. Now, if we can just get them from China, get them here, you know, everybody's still waiting for the most part.
Wow. So using those sources and then playing that game with China to get them over to the United States. And you're talking about, when you say clients, I mean, clients in what kind of businesses? And medical related, obviously, right? Hospitals, et cetera?
Some hospitals, some urgent care, some city governments, county governments, critical infrastructure, electric companies, construction. You know, the construction is still going on. The electricity still has to be delivered. And so all of those critical infrastructure essential personnel are still out on the job, but they're practicing the social distancing. They're wearing the masks when they can find them. They're gloving up. They're, you know, so they're trying to find the hand sanitizer, the disinfectant spray, everything that we are all looking for and buying out of the retail stores, they need to. And so that's really what we're trying to help. Police departments, fire departments, just any city government, anybody that's on the front lines still. And a lot of the American supplies, the American-made supplies factories, they're either, you know, they're ramping up, but they don't have enough, and what they do have is going to healthcare, as it should be. And so everybody else is kind of fending for themselves and trying to come up with solutions to the problem to keep themselves safe and their families safe when they go home. And so that's who we're trying to help. We're trying to help anybody that we can, but we're really, most of our clients are that critical infrastructure to keep the power on and keep the internet moving and keep our roads safe and things like that.
So for you, this is about now logistics, right? You make the calls, you use the connections, you're hearing from so many people, like you said, word of mouth spreads, and you're trying to get all of that to them, and you're talking about mass volume, so it's just keeping up with that and reaching out and then seeing it go from point A to B, right, and feeling good about it.
Yeah, you know, we're working with some great suppliers, working with Botanic Industries, and they are really, Brett and Chuck, I gotta give them a shout out. You know, they're working night and day, because when it's our day, of course, it's night in China. So not only are they working during the day to try to take care of us, but they're working at night to get the information from China. And so, you know, we're working with them. They're sourcing, they're supplying, they're providing the logistics team, and everybody needs everything yesterday. Really not even yesterday, but last week. And so, you know, China, I've heard that China passed a law about a few days ago that's such a great thing, because it's requiring all FDA products, which is the only thing that we're supplying, FDA-approved products, anything coming out of China has to be rechecked before it gets shipped, because there's so much fraud and counterfeit and so much reluctance to buy anything that you're not comfortable with, right? If it doesn't come from Amazon, we're not comfortable. So it's slowing everything down. It's a great protection, but it's slowing everything down. And so they're really trying to work through those hoops, go through the hoops and get everything out of the country and into ours.
Yeah, and that's tough because we are all watching the numbers of what's going on with how many people are getting COVID-19. Like you say, the essential workers, who's keeping that internet going, et cetera, the frontline people, and then seeing, yes, here's the amount of people recovering, but here's the amount going up, especially in some big areas like Detroit and Michigan, obviously New York City and what's happened there, but really across the country. So for you, that's got to, I mean, anyone connected with this, they have to be concerned. That's why your pals, and hats off to them, working day and night, because they want to see this get to the frontline people, right?
Absolutely. You know, and they've got clients, just, you know, everybody in the country, at the very least, and most likely in the world, are waiting on masks and gloves and cleaners and, you know, everything. And so they're getting it from all directions, certainly. But, you know, we're working on bulk orders. We're compiling small orders together of all of our smaller clients, being people who just need 1,000 masks. You know, some of these hospital systems are ordering several hundred thousand. And so, you know, putting those smaller clients together so that they're not slipped through the cracks on, well, you only need 50 masks. Well, yes, but we're a police department. We need them. And so that's really what we're trying to do, is combine everybody together into a bulk order so that we can get the best pricing, we can have the best leverage, and get the stuff here so we can protect all of our customers, all of our frontline, not just the healthcare, but everybody.
So, Allison, you thought it was just going to be a sleepy, typical health fair kind of spring.
This is going to be a nice little spring break and get to enjoy some time with my little one. And, you know, but no, it's been day and night, into the evening, weekends, trying to have some work-life balance with my family. But, you know, we're in a crisis, and it's temporary, and everyone understands that. And so the hard work that goes into it is just help that you can give, and that's what's important, is protecting everyone. I've heard from some healthcare professionals that this next 3 weeks is critical. It'll either skyrocket or it'll drop off, and so it's really important that we, you know, follow the CDC guidelines and OSHA and really try to do our best. I'm no expert on the infectious disease, so please don't listen to me there, but follow the CDC, but what I'm hearing is that the next 3 weeks are really critical. And so, you know, with the warmer weather, I don't know, in Texas it's at least 93 degrees, you know, yesterday, and so hopefully that will help some of this too. But, you know, we want to be safe, we want to be healthy, we want to make everybody healthy.
And Allison, for you, I'd be remiss not to ask you this. You mentioned your little one. How's your family doing in your part of Texas, in Southlake, Texas?
You know, I hate to even say it out loud, but so far so good. I'll just leave it at that. You know, you don't want to say it too loud,
yeah,
and let anyone hear you, but everyone's healthy, and we're so blessed and lucky that everyone is either still working or doesn't need to work or retired and, you know, can protect themselves. And so everyone is good. Everyone is safe and healthy and eating and enjoying some kind of family time, you know, when you over the FaceTime and sidewalk to front door visits, but nothing too close. We're obeying the social distancing.
Yep, I love that. All right, Allison Gilbert, thanks for sharing what's going on with you and what you're doing, president of CoverTech in Texas, as I mentioned, and what they're doing for so many people that are so critical to the front lines. Thanks, Allison.
Thanks, Kate.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com.
Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.